What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them, cause they hate it, baby. Living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, what's cracking with my babies? What the heck are y'all out here doing in this whole little quarantine type thing on the lock-in and everything? Oh my gosh. I don't know what y'all out there doing, but I do know that you are out there being thorough and wise. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? First of all, because God made you that way. Shoot. Shout out to you, God. Oh my God. God is so good. Shout out to God for making us all thorough and wise, okay? And you know, the second reason why I tell you that, you know, you guys are thorough and wise, of course, because y'all are out here listening to me, okay? And you got to be thorough. Look, and you got to be wise if you are out here listening to me, because y'all know, look, I'm thorough and I'm definitely wise. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Okay, and you know, what must I say too? I gotta give a shout out to the haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Oh my gosh. And if you are coming over to the Just a Touch of J experience and this is just your whole new thing for you, let me tell you why I got to give a shout out to the haters, okay? God prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies, okay? Sometimes you got so much going on in life and you just shining on them, and you know what? People start hating it, baby. Oh, and what happens is they come around like, hold on, what's going on? What she got going on? What he got going on? And they want to see, they want to peek, they want to look through the window like, oh my gosh, you know, like Jason, how he was always waiting, you know, in the cut, in the movie, you know, waiting, watching. You know, they do that type of stuff. And you know, what happens is they come on over and God got the table out there prepared for you. You know, in the presence of the enemy, you know, he anointing your head and, you know, with the oil, the cup running over. All these blessings are happening in your life. You're flourishing. You're leveling up. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, they got to watch it. Okay? That's basically all that means. He wants them to see the fruits of your labor in a way that, you know, he's blessing you. So, you know, they all come around, they got to watch you eating, they be hating and all that. So I say, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Okay? Now listen, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. Oh my God. I got to drop a dime on y'all. And this is a dime. But before I do, have y'all been going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh. I know y'all can hear it in my voice. Like, I'm just so hyped. First of all, thank you for your love and support. Yes. For rocking with me. Yes. Over there. Y'all just been showing love with all my inspirational thoughts. And oh my gosh, thank you. Okay? Just y'all just thorough and y'all just wise. Okay? Oh my gosh. I love my babies. Yes. I love y'all. Y'all are loving this knowledge. Okay? This is Just a Touch of J. I keep trying to tell y'all. I'm just putting things out there in pieces for you. That's it, okay? And guess what else y'all are doing? Y'all are going over to Making Love and Bees Kitchen. Oh my God, y'all are doing what I'm telling y'all to do. Y'all checking me out over there too. Like, y'all are really like liking my food and stuff. I'm telling y'all better go ahead and try that cauliflower. Soak that cauliflower, any type of cauliflower. I really like the yellow cauliflower. It's really orange, but you know, I like that cauliflower. Take it and soak it in some oat milk. Yeah, vanilla, like oat milk. You can use almond milk, whatever you want, but I like the oat milk. Put it in some rice flour with your seasoning. You know, like y'all like fried chicken and seasoning stuff up. Season it up. Child, use a little coconut oil, just a tad bit of butter. You gonna be making love in the kitchen, baby, if you do that. Yes. And you also gotta check out all my other stuff. Yeah, you know, I got the strawberry. Oh my gosh. The cocoa, chocolate, cake, red velvet cake. Y'all know how I start getting when I talk about food. I swear, it's not a game. Like, I literally get the chills all over my body and I go through something. Like, I get turned on. Like, and I have to calm down. Like, right now, like, you don't know. You just don't know. Like, food does something to me. And when I start talking about making love in this kitchen, baby. This is just a touch of J. I have a problem with putting them pieces out there for you, okay? Look, okay, so look, just scroll on over there. Mama dropped the song of the week. Yes, I did. Make sure y'all check that out. Shout out to my man, Rich, doing his little thing. Yeah, I had to give a shout out to him. Because he's out here, he's doing his thing. So make sure y'all check that out. All right, please. Excuse me. If I'm being antisocial, okay, I'll put that out there. He's a rapper. He does his thing, okay? Check it out. Check it out. It's Behind My Food. It was the song of the week on the Justin Touch of J app, on all of the podcast streaming networks worldwide. Thank you, okay? Also, I got to tell y'all, thank you for downloading the Justin Touch of J app. Yeah, y'all was downloading the app, like redid the app, my iOS users. Y'all, we sometimes, you know, stuff happens. Apps always change, so we got to update a version for y'all so that y'all can go ahead and do what it is that y'all do. And, you know, and partake in the glory, okay? Now, look, got to tell y'all something else. Shout out to everybody that's listening worldwide. Oh, my God, I was checking up numbers. Y'all all out there shut in. Y'all listening to me, thank you so much. I love my babies. I got some more podcasts coming. Mama been in here working out. And you know what else I want to tell y'all? Shout out to everybody who's out there working out and working on themselves. Chill. This part is dime I got to drop on y'all. But shout out to y'all. You out there doing the workout and everything. Take your time and just do it. Don't let nobody rush you, okay? Don't rush yourself. Believe in you, because mama dropped 70 pounds, 7-0. Child, I used to weigh 120 pounds. I weigh 150 now, okay? And I'm proud of myself. But, you know, sometimes, you know, it's a process. And we quit in the middle, and we can't. You just got to take it one day at a time. You know, take it one day at a time. These fitness people, they got all these muscles and all this and abs, and they didn't just wake up like that. Sometimes it took them years. So don't quit on yourself, okay? Now, look, this is just a touch of day. I think that was everything I had to say. Shout out to y'all out in Lagos, Nigeria, rocking with me in Cali in the UK. Oh, my gosh, y'all got a lot going on out there. And in China, everywhere, 200 places. Over 200 places worldwide. Thank y'all. Oh my gosh. Thank you for listening to me. And this is just Touch of J, baby. Now look, I think I covered everything. Let me think of food. Yup, all that. Okay, look. I got to put something out there in pieces for you. Okay? So mama just going to tell you the story. How it happened. Okay? Just rock with me. 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 Because y'all know when God give me something, I got to come out here. I got to put some pieces out there for you, baby. Because I can't have my babies lost. It's too many of y'all, and we are in the 2020 year of vision, right? Prosperity. You know, we got to get this thing right, okay? We can't be doing stuff like we was doing it in 16, 17, 18, 19. No, child, we got to do right. So listen, let me tell you how this thing started, okay? I don't really know where to begin. Okay, there you go. God just laid on my heart. He said, start from yesterday. So look, yesterday, right? I'm sitting here and I'm chilling. I'm like, you know, yesterday was one of my relaxed days. I said, you know, let me just go ahead and chill, okay? So, you know, I read my Bible, you know, like, and all that stuff. Like, you know, in the morning time, 5 o'clock, boop, alarm goes off, you know. I'm up, you know, take the vitamins, you know, drink the tea, you know, all of that. I'm doing everything, doing my devotions, everything, right? So, I'm sitting up there and I have to say to myself, self, I feel like God wants me to do something. He wants me to know something. So I stuck my hand in my Bible. Seriously. Okay? Said, show me what you want me to see. Okay, look. I do this sometimes. You know, because I had this feeling. So I open it up and 31 is there. And I'm like, what is 31? Then I see on 11:16, well, actually, Lord, I'm actually clarifying it. On 1/11/16, because I write the date in it, okay, when God gives me stuff, that God had brought this to me before. So I said, okay, all right, well, let me read it, okay? So I had to start reading, and, you know, I ain't getting it. And then I get down. When I say I ain't getting it, I'm just like, okay, yeah, I know this, okay, all right. But it's not clicking. It's not clicking that I'm reading Proverbs 31. Oh my gosh, look, a virtuous woman. So I'm like, oh my God, God already know I'm virtuous. Yes, yes, yes. But I'm like, wait a minute, God wouldn't have brought that to me. He wants me to know that you are virtuous. And I'm reading it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so thrilled. I'm so wise. I'm like, yes, God, you know, because he's telling me all this stuff about myself. You know, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. I'm like, yes, God. He's talking about her children are going to arise up and call her blessed and her husband also. And he's going to praise her and all this. I'm like, And then I'm reading about how she tends to the vineyard, how she's out there in the field, you know, like the vineyard, like where the grapes and stuff grow at. Okay, y'all? And I'm like, okay, you know, she out there doing all that. You know, I'm like, good God, you know, okay, I do the whole wine thing. You know, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to have my own wine and everything. You know, got that in the works and all that. So I'm like, okay, God, thank you for the confirmation. You know, went on about my day. This is just a touch of that, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, okay? So today, I get a phone call from a friend, and a friend, you know, she's on there talking, and, you know, she's telling me little stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, she's like, you know, God brought me Deuteronomy 33. And I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead and make sure I read that, because, look, this is just a touch of that. God be putting it out there in pieces for me like this. So I go, when I get off the phone with her, I scroll through. You know, I read my Deuteronomy 33, and I'm like, okay. Then I take it to the internet, because I'm like, okay, let me kind of dissect this, because God went ahead, and he brought me this word, but then something stuck out in it. And I was like, let me read these chapters, look them up, and see what they're talking about, right? So, here we go. I'm going through it. Then God drops it on me. Psalms. I think Psalms 27, okay? And it talks about how the woman should be the vine to her husband. So I'm like, oh, okay, all right, here you go, talking about some vines again. So I said, okay, God, hold on. Let me see what's going on. Let me go ahead and really dissect this vine thing, because you keep telling me about the vines. So I said, hold on, let me go ahead. Let me get the definition of the vine, right? That's what I said. I said, look, let me go ahead and get this. Let me get this for y'all, right? The definition of vine, right? So hold on. Let me make sure I get this correct, because I want to make sure I got this right for y'all. I can't be out here doing it wrong and nothing like that. Let me get to my notes. Okay, so listen, this is what a vine is, okay? Any type of plant that climbs or grows along the ground, right? And has twisted stems, they have vines, okay? That's what a vine is too, okay? A vine is, needs support. It like supports the plant. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? The vine supports the plant. So I'm like, okay, what you got going on? Okay, I'm the vine. I'm supporting stuff. Okay, what's going on, right? Okay, the wife, the vineyard. Okay, the vine. Okay, look, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to be supporting? What's going on? What am I? The lifeline is something. Any of y'all out there feeling like y'all the lifeline is something? Like y'all are the vine? I mean, come on now. Think about this. Are you? are you? Are you feeling like that, like right now? Like people need you. They depend on you. Like you're kind of like the life source of the whole thing. Like you're keeping the family going, okay? Something like that. Like now we got this whole coronavirus. Oh my gosh, we got all this COVID-19, all stuff going on. A lot of people are panicking. They're going crazy. Maybe somebody's calling you up like, you know, I just need to talk to you. You know, I'm afraid. Or, you know, just people in the family period or whatever. You are the vine. You're the thing that's holding it together to support the lifeline, right? Look, it's just a touch. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Some of y'all might be feeling like that. I don't know, but this is what God brought to me. So I said, okay, maybe, you know, I'm the lifeline, the vine. So look, now I'm like, okay, it's time for me to do my devotionals. Okay, let me go ahead and scroll all over to the devotionals, right? So when I get over to the devotionals and I get my devotionals from the Bible app, every day what I do is I do like reading plans, okay? So I'm doing this reading plan, and this devotional right here is called On My Heart, okay? And this is the one I'm doing. So the devotional starts talking about a submitted heart. And I'm like, okay, and I had missed it. Okay, from the other day, I didn't even know I was ahead of the schedule. So I said, let me go back and do this when I missed it, right? And you know what it's talking about? It's talking about husbands and wives again. I'm like, this is just a touch of J, babe. What is going on with you got with this whole husband and wife thing? But look, I said, all right, let me go ahead and read it. So it gets down to the part where it says, this husband and his wife, they're going through like this feud. They're going through stuff, okay? And it's basically talking about who should be the person, the bigger person that moves, okay? And what it's saying is that sometimes, you know, the other person don't want to move, but the person that moves, right, is the person that's more submitted to God. Now, look, y'all, I know y'all like, man, you know, yeah or no or whatever, but this is what it's saying, right? It says, in most cases, right, you will discover that spiritually more matured people, they don't play like these, you know, these trickery, these catty games. You understand what I'm saying? It gives the example of a Christian couple, right? That has a dispute, okay? And one is all in church activities. It's the woman. She's doing all this speaking in tongues, you know, living this fabulous life. Okay, just all just churchy. Y'all know anybody out there too churchy? Child, Lord, just love Jesus and Jesus all the time. Nothing else, you know, just all Jesus, you know, ain't nothing else but just Jesus. Well, they basically saying this woman is like this, but she got a dispute with her husband, right? And basically what happens is that she don't never apologize, but the husband does. So the example of it is, who has God more? This is just a touch, Jay. What y'all think? Because I'm saying the husband, he must know a little something. You know, because he's the one that's always apologizing. If she going to church and all churchy and doing all this and she's not the one that's making a move. So they say basically the truth is that the person who loves God more and is more spiritually mature is the person who makes the move. That person is the person who is the vine. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now I'm like, oh my gosh, that's divine. That's divine. That's the one that's holding the support. That's the one that's holding it together. Any of y'all going through that out there? Like, seriously, like maybe you in a relationship or something and y'all are kind of like beefing and you're too busy though looking at the fact that you always making the first move. Don't. You are the vine. Oh my gosh, this is just a touch of J, baby. Woo! I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? You're the vine, okay? So I'm like, okay, God sent me, I'm the vine, you know, and then he dropped it on me like this. Bow! He smacked me in my head with a guy. Oh my God, listen, y'all. Whew, he was like this, I am the vine and ye are the branches. I said, oh my gosh, I know that scripture. Yes, I am the vine, ye are the branches. So look, y'all, I got a blue hair. I got to drop a dime on you. Oh my God, this is just a touch day, baby. I swear, I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay, so look, let me tell you what it says, right? It says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Okay, now look, let me tell you where this comes from. John 15:5. So you can look it up. All right. So it says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without, okay, me, ye can do nothing. I said, oh my gosh. Whoa, right? All right now. Look, without me, okay, ye can do nothing. Now listen, any of y'all out there feeling like that? Like, y'all, like, kind of in the situation. You like, daggone, without me, they just don't seem like they right. Listen, come on. She's trying to bring this up to you. Try to wrap this up. Okay. So, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. Okay. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and it withers. Okay. It withers. So, let me try to go ahead and bring all this up. Some of y'all are vines out here. Some of y'all are vines. That's it. Just vines. That's all. And what's happening is, like Moses, you don't want to be the vine. You don't want to be the vine. But God is telling you, you need to be the vine. The vine is the lifeline. You need to be the vine. The vine, you know, like I am the vine and ye are the branches. There's branches everywhere. And you're the vine, the lifeline. You're the one that has to make the move. You're the one that has to do things. You may not want them, but you're the one who has to do it. Listen, sometimes for all of my believers out there, you know, you are the only lifeline to God that people will even know. They don't experience anything like that. You know, sometimes you're the only hope that people will have. They don't know about hope. Sometimes you're the only person who shows them how to love and live in faith. They don't know anything about that. Okay? They came from these lives and they just don't know. But you are what's connecting them to the source for them to know. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay? You guys are the vines. And you got to look at it like this too. You know, God is yours. Yeah. Like, I'm the vine, you know, helping you guys get closer to him. Helping you guys see what maybe you don't see. He's divine. He's orchestrating all of this. You understand what I'm saying? So don't stop being divine. People need you. Sometimes we be so busy, you know, pointing a finger. I'm always doing this and I'm always doing that. And I'm always supporting this person. I'm always doing this. And it's always me. Who's going to be there for me? That we miss the fact that we are the vine. You understand what I'm saying? Oh my gosh. You're the vine. The one who's giving support. The one that's the lifeline. You got to do it because you're just the vine. That's it. That's the only reason why you got to do it. This is just a touch of J. You have to. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I had to go through all that to just let you know just one simple thing. You're divine. You got all these branches and all these things connected to you. And you know what else God is telling me to tell you too? Don't give up. I told you all this before. Don't give up on people, because sometimes you get in these situations, you know, and people, it's hard. Okay? But God's trying to tell you that you are divine. You got to just keep that connection. People are connected to you for a reason. That's what I'm trying to tell you. People are connected to you for a reason. Okay? Just remember, you're divine. You're divine. You're the person who is supplying this life force. Like Moses, right? Moses, okay, I've been talking about Moses. Moses been out in the wilderness doing what it is that he do. You know, and a lot of times God was trying to show him, like, listen, I need you to lead my people up out of here. Okay, I need you to lead them across the Red Sea. Moses like, no, he was out in the wilderness. I ain't doing all that. And God gave him everything he needed. He had his little staff. God, like, boom. He like, no, I'm scared. Any of y'all out there, y'all scared because y'all divine? Moses was scared too. And then God had him do the Ten Commandments. And when he came down from off the mountain, he tried to go ahead, he tried to give him that goodness. Bow! They went ahead, they kind of denied him. They was out there, you know, butt naked partying, having a good time. You know, but he was divine again. You know, and he got tired of it. He got tired of being divine. I'm telling you, don't get tired of being divine. He led the children out of the wilderness. He went ahead and he gave them the commandments. Don't miss it. It's a reason that you are divine. I don't know who this is for. Look, I have no idea who this is for. But somebody needs this. Somebody, you have to know that you are divine. Don't give up. I needed this myself. Okay? I'm divine. Okay? And they're branches. And they need me. Like y'all need me right now to give y'all this goodness, because this is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all need me to put it out there in pieces for you. Other people need you too, okay? Now look, I'm skating on up out of here to the left, to the left, to the left. That's all I had to tell you. I know I was so excited, but it was just like, oh my gosh. It was very, very simple. God had me go ahead and look up the Proverbs 31 woman. I didn't even know I was reading that. I'm like, okay, yeah, that is me. I'm Nevon. And then I said, okay, let me go on over here. And God, you know, laid it on my heart that sometimes you got to be the person that makes the move, the bigger person, the one that has God out there. You have to, even if you don't want to, because you're divine. And then he brought me to I am divine, and ye are my branches. And I was like, oh my gosh, you are divine and I am divine. We all connected together, baby. This is just a touch of J. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. You are divine. Somebody needs your help. Somebody you're connected to. I don't know. I don't know what, why, where, why I tell you all that. But somebody, if it's one person that gets this out of the K's of the K's of the K's of the K's of the K's, it's a lot of K's of y'all. I tell y'all, I can't have my babies out here lost. Somebody needed to hear this. So when you're faced with these oppositions, okay, things are coming up. I just need you to remember, you're divine. Don't worry about nothing else. Look, God chose you. That's how thorough and wise you are. You understand what I'm saying? You're so thorough and you're so wise. And God, like, you know what? I'm choosing you to be divine. Okay? You might be going through something with your husband, and, you know, I don't know. Me and a love doctor series, you know, and things ain't working out right. You're in a relationship or whatever. You divine. You the third one. You the third one. Other person ain't trying to hear stuff. They don't care. You divine. That's how thorough you are. Keep doing what it is that you're supposed to do. Don't worry about nothing else. Kids acting up, because I know they home with y'all. Look, ain't nobody got school, no nothing. You divine. You're supposed to show them better. You divine. Family disputes. You got stuff going on with your family? It ain't working out. You know, your cousin's beefing. You know, beefing. African-American colloquialism. You know, for all y'all who don't know what that means. Drama. Trickery. BS. You know, stuff going on. Bunch of just unnecessary behavior. Okay? This is just a touch, J-Bear. But y'all put this out there in pieces for you. Right? You the one that's sane and got yourself together. You divine. They calling you crazy because you the person that's out here really still just trying to do what it is that you're supposed to do. Ain't nothing crazy about you. You divine. Oh my gosh. Like Noah when he built the ark. He was divine. He kept trying to tell him, man, look, God told me, tell y'all it's about the rain. It's about something's coming. Nobody don't want to listen. They laughing at him. This nigga's crazy. You know, this and that. He was divine. The connection. And you know who listened to him? The people that he was connected to, those branches, his family. But God said, I am them. He was the main vine. You understand what I'm saying? You're the vine. Sometimes you're the vine at work. And everybody's out of work basically right now. But you know, you're the vine at work. Holding the company together. You like, this is a lot going on. You're the vine. You're the one that was chosen. Many are called, few are chosen. So I'm just encouraging y'all to not give up because you're divine. Okay, so I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who that was for or what, why you're supposed to get it. But God laid it on my heart. He said, put this out there in pieces for him. I said, okay, let me go ahead and listen. You're going to give it to me. Give it to me the way you're going to give it to me so I can give it to y'all. So that's all I got. That was the only download that I got. Y'all are divine. God's divine. Branches are connected the same way you're connected to him. Don't lose faith in it. Just remember, you're the vine. You're the third one. You're that person. You holding it together. You ain't gonna get nothing but goodness and glory out of it in the end. You understand that? Like, remember that. If you were chosen to be the vine, you win. Don't worry about that. You win. Like, you win because you were chosen to win. And this is just a touch of J, baby. Oh my gosh, I hope you got that. Because, you know, I'm really just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay, so look, check it out. You know, you got the scriptures, Proverbs 31. You know, that talks about a good woman. I gave you the other stuff. Check out the Bible app. Okay, check that out. That was real dope. I do the reading plans. I think I'm on like plan 78. Like, I just, whenever one plan goes, it's just something devotional. Something for me to read, you know. Something for, you know, God to fill my spirit. Okay, and I want to say this to y'all too. Because a lot of people think that you got to be all holier than thou. You can't be holier than thou, okay? God is thou. He is the one omnipotent. You know, ain't nobody, okay, better than him. But just be you, okay? If you like God, ain't nothing wrong with you telling people that you like God. You want to spread God's word? Go ahead and do it. If you like rap music, you go ahead. Y'all heard the song the week yesterday. I love me some rap, okay? Be you. Be you. You be that vine. You understand what I'm saying? The vine connects to a lot of different branches, baby. And this is just a touch of J. You hear what I'm saying? I'm connected everywhere, baby. That's why I put it out there in pieces for you. All right? So look, I'm skating on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Woo! Yes, child. Y'all gonna let this card game that I got. Yeah, God dropped it on me. He said, boom, my card game. I said, oh my gosh, the middle of the night and everything, child. He just got me putting out there in pieces for y'all. It's so many pieces, okay? So look, how y'all want me to end this, okay? Mama got to go ahead and do her own pieces. Y'all want me to do the whole, who is this? Child. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, baby. Yes, yes. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. That's my sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White's voice. Okay, like when I wanna just, you know, hey y'all, make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's kitchen, baby. That's what I go ahead. I'll put that out there for y'all. You know, don't I get hype? I'll be like, oh my God, my babies. You know, look, this is just a touch of J, baby. You know, I got pieces. All right. So look, what do I tell y'all before I skate on up out of here? Huh? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Because y'all are thorough and wise, okay? And please, man, don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Oh my God, don't do that. Don't do that. Oh my gosh. We get down on ourselves sometimes. I've been there and you be like, I ain't thorough and I ain't wise. You are thorough and you are wise. Okay. Now, the second thing I tell y'all is, you know, sometimes I go back and forth with this one and then the last thing. But today I'm going to tell y'all to spread love because it's the Brooklyn way. Okay. And shout out to all y'all out there. BK, New York. Yeah. New York is the second in the whole nation for coronavirus. And New Jersey. Oh my gosh. Shout out to y'all too up north. Yeah. They up there going through, you know, North Jersey, like near New Jersey. I mean, near New York. Yeah, but South Jersey too. They up there, they jacked up. So shout out to y'all, but spread love, okay? Because it's the Brooklyn way. Y'all got to spread that love anyway. And, you know, hopefully everybody's okay. Just be safe out there, okay? Social distance, all right? And the last thing I'm going to tell y'all is shine on them. Cause they hate it, baby. Yes. Let that little light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. Ooh, yes. Shine bright like a diamond. You know, like Rihanna. Shine bright, baby. Don't let nobody, like, you know, make you feel like you can't shine bright. Look. This is just a touch of you, baby. Okay? You better go ahead. I'm fixing my glasses. I got my glasses on. You better go ahead. You better shine. Okay? Shine on them. It don't matter if they hate it because you shining. They need to learn how to shine too. And you know what, though? Pay attention to this. Ooh, God just laid this on me. If you shining, That mean they see it if they hating. Ooh, child, and hate is love backwards. Oh my gosh, yeah. Hate is love backwards. That's all. Hate is acknowledgement, baby. So if you see somebody mad because you shining, you happy and all that, like, chill. That mean they see something in you that you might not see in yourself, baby. Like I said, you the vine. They the branches. Trying to get connected, baby. Oh my God, let that little light shine. Okay? And this is just a touch of J, baby. I just had to put all of that out there in pieces for you. Okay? So, no, I don't think there's anything else I gotta tell you. Let me think. No, that's it. Until next time, make sure you're going over to my name is ONI76 on Instagram, baby. If you're rocking with the internet, okay? And most of us are now, you know, because we all shut in. You know, check out Making Love in V's Kitchen. That's the cooking. Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, the Cookbook of Love. Yeah, Facebook. Just a Touch of J Facebook page. We are Just a Touch of J. Yeah. That's like the TV show, little page, little thing we got going on. You know y'all gonna be seeing more of that. Shout out to my kids for that. Mm-hmm. Then we got the Just a Touch of J's fitness page, Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, I'm putting out them J's fit tips. Also on the Just a Touch of J app, y'all get it all in one thing. So if you don't have the Just a Touch of J app, baby, you might want to go ahead and download it right in your app store. It's for free. Just type in Just a Touch of J, one word, download it. You get everything. You getting the fitness. You getting the food. You are getting the inspirational posts. Yes. You getting everything that's happening at just one press of a button. Boom. I send it to you. Get the notification. Look. It's Just a Touch of J. Like I said, I put it out there in pieces for you. Okay. So go ahead and get on to that tip. All right. So look. I think that's all I had to say. Shout out to everybody that's listening. I love my babies. Oh my gosh. I love my babies. Y'all keep being thorough and wise and stay strong out there, okay? Remember, you're the Vine, all right? I'm up out of here. I love you. Bye-bye. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my life. Flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. Right? Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Making Love in V's Kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of J. Pieces for you.
This is just a touch of J, baby. Come on.
All you need is just a touch of J.
Baby, like it when I do it like that. Baby, like it when I do it. Y'all know I'm feeling wise, right? My baby, like it when I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
When I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
Yeah.
It's making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love in V's
it's
kitchen.
Making love in V's kitchen.
Pieces for you. All he needs is just a touch of chip. All he needs is just a touch of chip. Pieces for you.
I love you, baby.
Zucchini, zucchini.
Gosh. Just a touch of chip, baby.
Y'all like it when I do it like that?
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen.
It's my food thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby.
This is just a touch of the chin.
And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chin.
You don't hear that?
It's telefit, baby.
Ladies. All he needs is just a touch of chin.
This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah, man.
This is just
such a change. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen.
Going over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies. She's gonna get brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby.
I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of shit. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that?
Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. Cause I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Scroll around and rabbit taste.
to those zucchini. Matter of fact, make sure y'all keep checking that out over at Making Love in Beast Kitchen. Cause get some zucchini. That's coming to y'all. Yeah. Just a touch of J, right? I'm just trying to put it all like in pieces for you, baby. Y'all hear that?